Russia is developing a space-based nuclear capability that could be used to target satellites. That's according to a source familiar with the matter.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is on Capitol Hill today to brief top lawmakers, although Sullivan would not confirm the topic of that meeting.
Now, there aren't a lot of details about what exactly Russia is up to, but when the words nukes and space and satellites come up, we turn to our science and security correspondent, Jeff Brumfield. He's here with us this morning. Jeff, new kinds of nuclear weapons in space. That sounds bad. How bad is it?
Don't panic, A. All right. Russia already has more than 1,000 nuclear weapons here on Earth pointed at us. They could reduce the U.S. to an ash heap in a matter of minutes. That's been the case for decades, and we could do the same to them. But nonetheless, you know, nuclear weapons in space to target satellites would also be pretty bad, and that's why they're actually banned under an international treaty.
All right, so what rule would Russia be breaking if they put a nuke around the Earth?
Well, the big one is the Outer Space Treaty. It says that states shall not, quote, place in orbit around the Earth any objects carrying nuclear weapons or any other kinds of weapons of mass destruction. So, I mean, you couldn't be more clear about that. This is a treaty that all the major nuclear powers have signed, China, even India and Pakistan. And the U.S. has accused Russia of violating other nuclear treaties recently, but this would go really far. This would run a lot of risks. So, you know, a nuclear weapon, a thermonuclear bomb in orbit would be a big deal.
But okay, so what else then could this nuclear anti-satellite weapon be?
Yeah, it's notable the U.S. called it a nuclear, quote, capability, not a nuclear bomb. And, you know, satellites have become really important in warfare. Ukraine, for example, has been using Starlink to help it fight Russia. Russia, the U.S., and China have all been experimenting with ways to shoot down satellites in recent years, mainly with missiles from the Earth. And one of the options here might be not a nuclear weapon, but a nuclear power reactor. A reactor would generate electricity, and that electricity could be used for some sort of elaborate satellite jamming or satellite zapping device. It'd have to be a real James Bond type deal. The Russians have been looking at nuclear reactors for space recently, and actually so have the Americans. The Air Force has a program called the Joint Emergent Technology Supplying On-Orbit Nuclear Power. The short one for this is JETSON. That's the acronym. Those of us of a certain age will know what that means.
Yeah.
But basically, there's no talk of using the U.S. reactors for anti-satellite weaponry. A lot of that is for space exploration. At least that's what the public says. Anyway, a nuclear reactor in space is a big deal, but it's also not an immediate threat because there's probably still a lot of R&D to be done.
Jetsons were a cartoon way back in the day, in case anyone's wondering. So what more do we expect to learn about this?
Right. So Jake Sullivan is planning to brief the House leaders today, including the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Republican Mike Turner. Yesterday, Turner called for President Biden to declassify information about a national security threat, assuming that's the nuclear threat. But it remains to be seen if Biden will do it.
All right. NPR's science and security correspondent Jeff Brumfield. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.